program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech. Oh, welcome, seekers, to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse number 641. Tonight, we're taking a glance back at show number 389 from September 15th, 2001. A scant 4 days into that national fugue state we all went through, I tried to take a styptic pencil to our hemorrhaging subgenius souls and... oh, man, did we ever need a freaking break. And who knows, maybe you'll be able to enjoy it now at long last. What with 5 years of worse atrocities to give it some perspective. Lucky us.
I saw her standing there that early morning. Yeah, the sun was in her hair. It was World Harbor Day. Oh, what we'd come to know. We'd lost our innocence again. On Pearl Harbor Day, I saw her walking. The sun was in her hair. On Pearl Harbor Day, we looked at each other. We'd lost our innocence again. She didn't understand, it was a game to her. I suppose it was to me. It was so far away, so far across the sea. The enemy was further still. On Pearl Harbor Day, I saw her walking. The sun was in her hair. On Pearl Harbor Day, we looked at each other. We lost our innocence again.
We lost it again. You could feel it in the air.
The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth.
Oh, sounds like the doomsday whistle ain't been blown for nigh on to 3 years.
Holy mackerel, what a line.
Trouble brewing.
Inflation, trade deficit, horrible war atrocities. How are we supposed to do our big musical number with so many problems in the world?
But we will not allow this enemy to win the war by changing our way of life or restricting our freedoms.
Yeah, maybe so, Mr. President, but... oh, this past week has been such a brutal kick in the psychological head that I feel compelled to warn some of our more sensitive viewers that maybe tonight isn't the show for them because, seekers, oh, we got a whole lot to work out. Huh, it looks like they're trying to immanentize the eschaton on us, and as far as I know... who knows? This could be the last episode ever of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, so let's just blow all this crap out of our pipe, shall we?
Since you're getting around making wild allegations, obviously trying to exploit the situation. He's looking for someone, and I don't think it's us.
I'll deactivate her.
What does that mean, Sam? I don't think it involved anything on tape.
Let me have her file. Don't touch me, Jack. For Christ's sake.
I think this all blows over. Just stay away from me.
Meanwhile...
okay, our main force will be split into two groups. One will circle around this way to cut off the enemy's retreat. The other will drive in this way, closing the trap. It's a classic pincers movement. It can't fail against a 10-year-old.
Air Hogs is now ready to fly the length of a football field. But remember, you must fly it in a wide open space with lots of grass for soft landing.
The future is coming. Coming after you. Relentlessly. Ruthlessly.
I wonder where Ruth is.
Engulfing you. Overwhelming you. Until it ultimately terminates you. And only one thing can save you.
What?
Duck and cover.
Oh, that.
Where is he headed, Professor? There's one place in Manhattan that looks exactly like a certain part of his native habitat. Let him through to it, and you can trap him there.
Do you know where it is?
Let him climb to the top of the World Trade Center.
I'm a cog in a wheel in a lubricated world, and I want to marry an office girl. I've got my tie. Even when the morning paper's red, I've got my tie on.
Are you ready for Air Hogs, the loudest, fastest, and farthest flying air pressure planes in the world?
Now, off the wild blue yonder.
I would not be surprised if in about a year from now, we didn't see some serious civil disruptions, whether there'll be bombings, whether there'll be attacks of biological weapons, whether there'll be something about, I don't know if anybody's gonna carry a suitcase nuclear weapon over here, but it could happen. But we will see America become the target. And we are so open and we are so vulnerable to this kind of activity. And this could, as it keeps going on, it could be just a little momentary thing that we could get under control, which is possible. I hope it is. Or it could get seriously out of hand and a lot of people get killed and something much worse than this happen if it's viewed that America is now weak, that other nations would start piling on because they would identify us with Israel. Now, that could easily be kicked off in the year 2002.
Well, it's the event that ends it all.
I've got a penthouse with a view. I know I've got a job to do. I've got my...
This is a black eye for the department, Larry, and I don't care how you behave when you work at records. Information retrieval is an executive branch.
We are proud of our reputation and we protect it.
Damn it, Larry! That convoy of personnel carriers is still not accounted for. I thought I told you to deal with it. And what the hell is this mess? An empty desk is an efficient desk. Good God. Queries from security. Searches from central banking about a check. Clarification notices from accounting concerning unreturned receipts.
Mr. Warren, I have to find out...
Shut up! I don't know what's going on here.
Meanwhile...
Happy flying, and congratulations once again on the loudest, the fastest, and the farthest flying air pressure plane in the world.
Air Hogs.
My God, that maniac is heading straight for us!
Everywhere, man. I don't know. Saw Nick, man, run out there. I don't know if he did check me and Jones gonna
me come down here?
Sir, you are going to have to speak more slowly. I cannot understand you.
Dang, oh, make blow mark. That cop, that demo, that is blue.
Okay, folks, show's over. Nothing to see here. Show's... Oh, my God! A horrible plane crash! Hey, everybody, get a load of this flaming wreckage! Come on, crowd around. Crowd around. Don't be shy. Crowd around.
Wow, Dad, maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right. If I'm not, may we all be horribly crushed from above somehow.
Yes, gentlemen. They are on their way in, and no one can bring them back. For the sake of our country and our way of life, I suggest you get the rest of SAC in Africa. Otherwise, we will be totally destroyed by retaliation. 1,400 megatons worth. And you sure as hell won't stop them now. So let's get going. There's no other choice. God willing, we will prevail in peace and freedom from fear and in true health through the purity and essence of our natural... fluid.
Hasta la vista, baby.
There goes
no,
you.
I know you're afraid, but we...
I don't know!
We'll come out of this in the United States of America, it's going to come much quicker than I dared to believe.
What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
One World Trade Plaza.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, blah, blah, blah.
Ladies and gentlemen of our TV satellite audience.
And that's what you hear the end.
You are seeing this live around the world. Live as it is happening across the East River from New York City. You have even better seats than these lucky boxers here tonight.
Hey! When you're done with that, I got something up here you can bite on!
And why don't you be polite, you stinking puss bag? Sorry about that, guy. They stick all the jerks in Tower 1.
That's it! I'm coming over there!
Yeah, why don't you come over here?
I'm coming over for you.
Inside out.
You again.
Man has always loved his buildings. But what happens when the buildings say no more?
The best part was when the buildings fell down.
Yeah. Maybe people got hurt.
Hey, yeah.
And now, a Channel 6 editorial reply.
Boring. Oh, shoot.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it just collapsed on its own.
We can't take that chance.
You always say that. I want to take a chance.
Collapsed on its own, you sh...
This is all like a bad dream.
Citizens of Springfield,
I officially declare this... What the hell is that?
You're all right.
But you don't deserve to be... What a bloody stupid thing! How could you look at these people? Oh, my God. It was a bomb. I should have opened it.
It was a tragic strike, something that we knew was going to happen. It
comes strictly out of that struggle in the Middle East that we have been warning about, as we've shown you the nexus, if you will, between the terrorism, the Hezbollah, the Hamas, the Islamic Jihad, and the other.
Self-inflicted agony we call the Cassandra complex. Cassandra, in Greek legend, we call, was condemned to know the future, but to be disbelieved when she foretold it. Hence, the agony of foreknowledge combined with the impotence to do anything about it.
Do something about these terrorists!
It's my lunch hour. Besides, it's not my department.
Tony knows the bomb can explode any time of the year, day or night. He is ready for it. Duck and cover!
Duck your head under your hand, because that way, naturally, if there's a nuclear holocaust and the ceiling caves in, if you have your hands here, you'll be all right. You know, I guess hands ricochet concrete.
Duck and cover.
Okay, let's see if they can cover.
His wife is buried alive.
Buried alive?
It's a most unpleasant death.
But this law has never been put into force.
Not yet.
Darling, I love you with all my heart. But when I agreed to marry you, my own, I had no idea, pet, that I should have to be buried alive.
Nor I.
It's such a stuffy death.
It's a beast of a death.
Here's a howdy-do, if I marry you. When your time has come to perish, then the maiden whom you cherish must be slaughtered too. Here's a howdy-do, here's a howdy-do.
Here's a pretty mess, in a month or less. I must die without a wedding. Let the bitter tears I'm shedding lift my distress. Here's a pretty mess, here's a pretty mess.
Here's the state of things. To her life she clings. Matrimonial devotion doesn't seem to suit her notion. Very ill it brings. Here's the state of things. Here's the state of things.
With the passion that's intense, we worship and adore. But the laws of common sense we ought to ignore. If what I say is true, 'tis death to marry you. Here's a pretty state of things. Here's a pretty howdy-do. Here's a pretty state of things. A pretty state of things.
Here's a howdy-do.
Here's a howdy-do.
Here's a howdy-do.
If what I'm what he says is true, I cannot marry you. Here's a pretty, pretty state of things.
Here's a pretty howdy-do.
The whole building just collapsed on us.
Nightmares, Armageddon right here. I'm okay.
It collapsed. The top floors collapsed down.
There was like a sonic boom and a firestorm.
Ben toward Winston, pointing excitedly to the sky. Steamer, he yelled, look out, Governor, bang overhead, lay down quick. Steamer was a nickname which for some reason the proles applied to rocket bombs. Winston promptly flung himself on his face. The proles were nearly always right when they gave you a warning of this kind. They seemed to possess some kind of instinct which told them several seconds in advance when a rocket was coming, although the rocket supposedly traveled faster than sound. Winston clasped his forearms about his head. There was a roar that seemed to make the pavement heave. A shower of light objects pattered onto his back. When he stood up, he found that he was covered with fragments of glass from the nearest window. He walked on. The bomb had demolished a group of houses 200 meters up the street. A black plume of smoke hung in the sky, and below it a cloud of plaster dust, in which a crowd was already forming round the ruins. There was a little pile of plaster lying on the pavement ahead of him, and in the middle of it he could see a bright red streak. When he got up to it, he saw that it was a human hand, severed at the wrist. Apart from the bloody stump, the hand was so completely whitened as to resemble a plaster cast.
Can we have some more music, please? I don't want to hear this stuff.
Can we hear more music?
Everything is beautiful in its own way.
That's good. Yes, that's good.
But we will not allow this enemy to win the war by changing our way of life or restricting our freedoms.
Oh, right, George, yeah. Oh, like I can affect that. Oh, jeez Louise, I can't believe how everything I touch is so unnaturally freighted with import. Oh, it's a curse to be living in surreal time seekers. I am so glad we are all in this together, but... Oh, it's unbelievable how I could be totally uninvolved in what's going on out there. My material can be totally uninvolved. The Simpsons are totally uninvolved. WREK Atlanta. We're all innocent bystanders in this drive-by shooting. Oh, yes, a curse it is to live in interesting times. Oh, but... I actually feel the need to take a little bit of a break from this particular exorcism, so why don't I play a chunk of music on what might be the Ragnarok or the Church of the Subgenius and Bob Slacktime Funhouse and WRE and Atlanta, yay, all which inherit this globe. Yeah, looks like they're spending our inheritance out from under us.
We'll be right back. just like the weather. So quit complaining, brother, brother. No one lives forever. This summer party, there's a food in the sky. See, you're a wolf, and I don't want to die. Go and eat some ice cream for very long, but just to say, you can't just go missing tonight. Go where you're under the time to try to celebrate while you still can. And you said that the end, and when it's over, they said we've done better that you had some fun instead of crying. Why make your life a living hell? To the case, down the ground, to the bone, and to the dark. No one, 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 no one lives forever.
Well, this was a great shock to me.
Is this gonna set off the doomsday machine?
On the way!
Is life too f***ing weird or what?
It's time to take a stand. To break out of your dull, humdrum life and into Brazil.
You're so pleased you could make it right this way.
About flights of fantasy and the nightmare of reality.
We're all in it together.
Terrorist bombings.
I don't ever get involved in anything unsavory.
Hey, trust me, Jack.
That's the beauty of it. Our job is to trace the connections and reveal them. This whole confusion was obviously planned from the inside.
When the neighbors had gone, now we are still here together. Yes, we are still here as one. Now we all share the comforts of a hole in the ground. Shelter.
pay the tax man when the big one fouled. We heard good guys and bad guys. We heard little lies and big lies about who comes out the winners. And it's not that bad at all. But when a madman gets a gun, he's gonna point it at someone. If it's up in Texas Tower or over there across the pond, if you step on his pride, or if he hurts somewhere inside, he might let one fly. Comes on the jury.
Build a 30-foot wall, they'll find a way to get over it. If we go 35 feet, they'll jump that one too. Whatever defenses we set up, these people will try to breach them. So our only hope
is Bob and a deep enough pit to hide in.
And you know how I feel about Hellhole.
In the archives is a letter written by my dad, which said in January 1972, that in reality, instead of bombs falling on New York and Los Angeles and Houston and Dallas, in reality, what really had occurred was that the greatest door in the history of the work had opened to the church. He was going to be able to put advertisements about our booklets in Reader's Digest.
What the hell? Is that Garner Ted Armstrong or Norm Sequitur? But he does bring up an interesting topic, Seekers. Yes, you know, there is one clutch of vileness that stands to make a substantial profit off of this whole deal once you take a look at their bottom line. Oh, yeah, I do need to raise the veil on that cabal, but I need to buy a little more time. Let's listen to some music. And appreciate the fact that WREK Atlanta isn't a Conrad station yet. But give them time, they'll come around to it.
We have some more music, please. I don't want to hear this stuff. Can we hear more music?
There is hope.
Progress of today, then of course this also applied to Noah's time. It was God's judgment upon a godless world. To begin with, I would like to say God's thoughts are not thoughts of destruction, but thoughts of peace.
He said, look, I mean, God is not in the building squishing business. He doesn't take life. He didn't take his breath and cause those airplanes to veer off course and smash into buildings. He's not in the killing business.
Beyond that, I believe that we should use the muscle of the United States to begin the decolonization of the Soviet or the Russian Empire. And with that in mind, I would think that we as a nation should send whatever arms and supplies are needed to the indigenous groups of freedom fighters that are struggling for liberty, whether that would be in Nicaragua, whether it would be in Mozambique, whether it would be in Afghanistan.
We could not have dreamed 2 years ago that God was setting up a timing that is absolutely incredible, because the whole world is asking, why? Who did this? How could God let something like this happen?
Reverend, I need to know, is God punishing me?
Short answer yes with an if, long answer no with a but.
How could we have known? It has been a dream of mine for 20 or more years to really depict in graphic form on the silver screen what the Bible tells us the last few years of this dispensation is going to be like. I mean, hey, if you want to stay around, you can be here. I'm out of here with
I'm out of here with you.
God didn't do this, folks. The devil did it.
Right.
Okay?
Devil.
And we agreed to cooperate with Jesus Christ in destroying those evil works and those evil men who have perpetrated this dastardly deed that just boggles the mind. And all of us have just been numbed, I think. And yet, here's the scripture that God just burst in my spirit. Oh, hallelujah. When I first got the bad news.
A lot of Hollywood is canceling the release of their films. Are you canceling the release of your films?
Absolutely not.
No. 1,000 times no. Now, some of the other big Hollywood films had to be canceled because they had acts of terrorism in them. And it is most appropriate that Arnold Schwarzenegger and some of those guys that had, you know, what does Hollywood want to make films that show acts of terrorism? Well, don't get me started on that, or we'll be here the rest of the night, and my German blood will begin to boil a little.
I can see in your eye.
Absolutely, the Megiddo premiere will go on the 18th, next Tuesday. Matt will have the premiere. Then, as scheduled, on Friday the 21st, in theaters across this nation, we will have the answer to the question that the world is asking right now.
Why did God let this happen?
Yeah.
The answer to a question we had no way of knowing that would even be asked.
Damn.
and no one asked.
But God in his infinite wisdom timed and planned this whole thing, even canceled out the other serious Hollywood movies. There'll be no competition. The world is going to come to see Megiddo, and they're going to get the gospel. Let me urge you to bring unsaved friends and loved ones to this movie. I keep teasing you a little bit. We are going to scare the hell out of everybody, and we're going to scare heaven into them on that night, because we're showing what the pages of the Holy Bible says are going to happen. We have the answer. The political leaders of this nation and of this world do not have any answers. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you very much. They didn't make any money. They lost millions of dollars. And may they lose much more if they ever try that. They haven't, by the way. And by the way, did you know the films lately are not nearly as Christian bashing as they once were? I think we are making an impact on Hollywood.
Thank God for Megiddo, which was positioned perfectly in the midst of the most radical thing that's ever hit the United States of America. Here's the answer. Here's a message in the form of a theatrical motion picture, prepared, ready, and releasing 10 days from now.
Oh, Matt, I see the hand of God so clearly in this. Wouldn't it be awesome if the other major motion picture producers, for whatever reason, postponed their releases so that Megiddo is the only thing you can really come and see on the 21st of September when it releases on
That's
that
awesome.
On that weekend. I mean, God has got this all figured out, and I know that something awesome is going to come from this.
Give us your money, money, money.
And the armies gathered for the Battle of Armageddon to the place in the Hebrew tongue called Megiddo.
For 2,000 years, we have waited. For 2,000 years, we have known. For 2,000 years, the world has feared that one day would be the last day. Now, in 2001, that day may be tomorrow. Megiddo.
You don't have a chance in hell of getting what you want.
I'll always have a chance in hell.
And God's will is not always done. You know, and sometimes I think we see these things and somehow we want to, you know, use the old Augustinian idea of everything happening. Absolutely not. And we need to be willing to say that without question.
God can take the most awful
circumstances. From this point forward, moving forward, he can do that, no question.
Mr. Reagan used to tell the story about that kid digging all that manure out of that stock.
Yeah, the horse.
The one that, you know.
Yeah.
What he said, with all of this, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere.
Got to be a pony. Yeah.
It's a pony.
No, it's a goat. You know, one of them lady goats.
Oh, yes, Seekers. Am I the only one who's more than a little disturbed by all that venal dry washing of hands going on the Trinity Broadcasting Network? Am I the only one who seems to be doing a little simple math and putting some numbers together and figuring out who is going to benefit from this total top-to-bottom shakeup in our society? Yes. Oh, yeah, I've been taking in a lot of viewing seekers, but, oh, the saber-rattling is... Oh, from the Christian camp, it's disturbing to say the least, but below it there's a corporate, financial, venal coldness that makes me wonder who was piloting those planes. If you'd believe Paul Crouch, huh, it could have been angels. Yes. The world's getting way too screwed up for even me, Seekers. And I think that says a lot. Oh, I'd started some credits earlier. Let's get some of them out here. Yeah, Patton, Brooklyn Bridge with, damn, I still don't know what that song was, I will. Oh, yeah, the Pink Lincolns, Einstürzende Neubauten, exploding, collapsing new buildings in German. A German industrial core band from the 80s, band called Dwayne Hoover, the Mikado with Groucho Marx of that Buried Alive song. And oh, there's a lot more very, very dark and arch stuff on that one, Seekers. Like, I've got a whole lot of stuff that I just couldn't quite pull on you tonight. I'm going easy because I'm a little rattled myself. Oh, we had Ferrante and Teicher and The Ventures and John Prine with that crooked piece of time and Oingo Boingo telling us no one lives forever. Gary Numan was praying to the aliens and that's not a bad idea. Peter Schilling told us to let's play USA. And we got a letter from the shelter from the Planet P Project. Oh, Victims of the Fury by Robin Trower. Oh, and one of the songs we heard was Xavier Cugat doing What a Difference a Day Makes. Tell me about it. But you know, Seekers, this whole thing sure does have me thinking.
Brace ourselves to our duty. So bear ourselves that if the British Empire lasts for 1,000 years, this was their fighting time.
Yes, Seekers, first and foremost, I consider myself a citizen of this planet. Oh, but on my mother's side, which I think might be my stronger side, I have the spirit of Welsh fighting women in my blood and honey. I hate to admit I'm almost spoiling for something to happen. Just let somebody look at me wrong. Oh, but I'm not going to get all organized and start marching in line. I'm ready to get out there and protect what I have. I'm already holed up in the bunker of a basement with all of my records. It's small matter that I've overcome this reclusive crap, and I'm ready to stick my neck out. But you know, Seekers, I've got some backbone to push it, and nobody is going to take that away from me. Oh, the funny thing is, I thought due to my precarious health that I was on a time limit. I was a woman with an expiration date due to my hereditary. Well, you know how certain things go with the old system breaking down. Oh, but now it seems that everybody else has an expiration date, too, that we can all share. So, yes, Seekers, let's get out there and let's grab life by the ears and slap that bitch around and enjoy it while we can. Because when you're dead, there's nothing but regret.
Yeah.
And I don't think I need to point out how this is preordained and subgenius scripture. Sure, we didn't get off planet seekers, but if you'll recall in your pre-scriptures, in the 50s, in a fight with neighbors, didn't Bob Dobbs say, "You'll all be eating roach crap by the turn of the century"? Might I point out that the century has two turns to it? Good night, seekers. I hope I'm not kissing you goodbye.
The tide had turned for us. We were just starting out. Just learned how to feel. It took us by surprise, better than knowing. The distance became the real. Umbral Harbor Day passed out her walking. Yeah, the sun was in her hair. Umbral Harbor Day, we looked at each other. We lost our innocence again.
Seekers, you've been listening to a special rebroadcast of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse number 389 from September 15th, 2001. And in the mix, we also heard a little Butthole Surfers with Human Cannonball and Bebop Deluxe with Panic in the World and a little bit of The Damned behind my English rant. Oh, I fixed it up digitally, threw in a few effects, and got it down to an hour, but as much as I wanted to add a let's roll here and there, this is basically what the Seekers heard that night. And framing the whole thing, I used a song from the late 80s by a local artist named Max Abel called Pearl Harbor Day. Oh yes, but this September 15th show was healing salt poured in those still raw wounds. Oh yes, the laying on of hands subgenius style. And if you'd like to know more about the Church of the Subgenius, you could always check them out at subgenius.com. Or I'm sure that dropping an SASE to Bob at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118 would yield surprising results, but probably only twice as surprising as what we've all already lived through, Seekers. Let alone what you're going to live through next week at the hands of the Lymph Node Institute. Until then, coffee break's over, kids. Back on your heads. Good night, Seekers.